Yo, Southside of KPE. What up? You're now listening to Southside of KPE. It's so easy, just like saying 1, 2, 3. Now quit playing and check out this station, all right?
Yay!
I just want to check in with everybody real quick. This your main man Southside KPE. You are tuned in to KPE Radio. And I told you I was gonna have you some different content. So y'all go ahead and vibe out with me, cause that's what this is about. It's like we call it just a vibe night. You know what I mean? Just vibing. You might hear me talking a little shit here and there. You might hear some live music getting played. Music you'll never hear anywhere else. Some of it might be good, some of it might be bad. You let me know what you think. Either way, enjoy yourself, man. It's KPE Radio. This your boy, Southside.
Guys at the store that says, "Hey man, you got cigarettes?"
And I'll be that same dude that be like, "Hey motherfucker, I don't smoke."
No, I go straight into the first homeless person I found.
So you get cigarettes from homeless people?
No, I'm saying I give to homeless people like I should never give. Like, dude, I've given them my last money in my pocket before, more than once.
Okay.
I gave a dude my last $5 the other night. It was
so because of that.
I know that most of them are humble and kind. No, they're humble and kind, and most of them got a grand in their damn pocket too.
Oh.
But they humble and kind, and when you ask them for something, when they get to give you something instead of them begging for something, it actually works both ways, and they actually feel something good from it. They just did something for somebody.
Okay.
And they ain't gonna be like them hating ass motherfuckers that got 20 cigarettes in their pocket and $400 in the other pocket and said, "Nah, man, I ain't got one."
Ladies and gentlemen, I got a special guest in the studio tonight. It goes by the name of The Hidden Change.
Oh, long time so heard it.
Well, you want me to give him your government?
Nah, no government here.
Alright, well, I got The Hidden Change in the building tonight, y'all.
Cause I ain't no Democrat, Republican.
That's who you hear on
socialist.
On the guitar in the background. Like I say, we just vibing, having a good time.
I'm just some individual.
Just giving y'all some fresh content, man, you know?
Oh,
I feel like it's easy to get confused on what this station really is if you just tune in on the weekends. Like, from Thursday to Saturday night, it's like all the way, you know, mainstream or whatever. And contrary to popular belief, that's not my everyday vibe. No, I'm not calling you country. I'm saying, like, my show on the weekends is like,
tuck my shirt into that, you better.
No, motherfucker. What I mean is, on the weekends, it's like mainstream music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like popular shit.
Well, we just trying to lure them in so we can get them to the indie artists.
Well, even the indie artist music that I play is still kind of mainstream, you know what I'm saying?
Now it's not so, indie artist music. We need right. a new name.
It shouldn't even be like that. It should just be like,
it should be love and peace.
Organic music, because if you play an instrument now, that's like unheard of. You rarely get people that's...
I will say there's a lot of singer-songwriters, one instrument, one person. They're doing that a lot now.
I'm going to give y'all some segments on this episode. We're getting close to 5 minutes, so stay tuned in, man. We're going to keep rocking.
All them babies gonna act.
Oh, we back.
Tell me your name. Tell me your name. Tell me.
In case you're just joining us, man, this your main man Southside.
Tell me.
You're currently listening to the stylings of The Hidden Change.
Yeah,
that guy.
Right up here. The studio radio station for each and every one of you to hear. Tell me your name. Tell me why you're calling. Tell me
I met on that day. Tell me your name. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. Tell me what you love. Tell me what you breathe. Tell me what you are. Tell me what you need. Tell me what you breathe. Tell me what you breathe. But for Christ's sake, tell me your name. Tell me what you offer. Tell me about the scores you want to settle. Tell me your name. Tell me your name. Tell me what you want to be. What you want to be. We'll reach for those stars. God, just tell me your name. Tell me your name. These little ones paying prices.
Switch over to Instagram if you want to see the hidden change. Play this song live right now. Southside of KPE via Instagram. Yeah, freestyle, man. The dude is freestyling right now. Like I said, I want y'all to understand that this is more than just a club slash party mix station. Major reason why I'm doing this right now.
We'll take your place in.
Yeah.
We've never been before. Streets are getting gritty. I thought there was more news. I feel I'm living a while. I've been given, but I finally realized I gotta get with it. Well, pass you by. There's people always born, and I feel what I've become with my hope. It's the end of the road. They block the things that they take. My every mistake. How could I change the world? They want to change me. Change me. How could I change the world? They want to change me. I'm not that obscene. So give me a break or sing a paycheck. Give me the world. And I'll do what I can. Get a new plan. Just don't try and change me now. Oh. Oh, 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 oh. Excuse me, doctor. What's my problem?
Stay tuned in, man.
My feelings, my heart.
I'm gonna give y'all another segment. We still vibing.
Circumstances, it seems like I am hated. Oh, 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 oh.
What up, y'all? We're chilling in the studio with the hidden chain.
In the studio.
Like I said, man, it's just a little vibe session, man. We having a good time. Shout out to all the listeners out there.
All the indie artists.
All the indie artists, like my boy said.
Put that work in.
You know I'm going to have to interview you here in a minute, like ask you some questions so that it's not just you just plucking on the guitar the whole time. Ladies and gentlemen, the man loves to play, as you can hear. You know what I'm saying? Coming to a bar near you soon. Yeah, check it out on Instagram. Like, if you're tripping about the... if you're tripping about the sound of the guitar itself, like, the reality of that is he's playing on a little kid's guitar. So if you're, you know, if you're on the other end critiquing, like, upset, like, he just came in to, you know, chop it up with me for a little bit, and there was a little kid's guitar. He was like, hey man, I can play that. So here we are. But now that you're in the middle of a song, I can ask you some questions, right?
Ooh.
Well, what got you to playing music, man? What started you playing music, I should say?
Just a way to release. With me, I was been through more than a lot of people my age. I felt at the time, anyway. get older, you realize everybody goes through things. But picked it up, and it was kind of a little. I always like played as a kid. I'd play like my dad actually. He was not a musician, but he taught me my first song on the guitar. So I'd always have my hands. My grandfather was a musician.
So you originally started.
I was near it, but I didn't start. Yeah, go ahead.
You started playing the guitar first.
Yeah.
That was your first instrument?
That was my first instrument. I learned a little bit on the piano, and I wish I'd kept that and retained that information. But I mean, I can make sound at any instrument. But I didn't pick it up seriously until one night I was just like, man, I was just playing around on the guitar, and I was like, I've always been a writer, but I told somebody, I was like, I bet I write a song by the time you finish that homework, and I did. This is my first song, and like, I started reading through my writing, and I was like, it's a lot of this melodic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started pursuing learning how to play the guitar better because I needed sound. And it was just me. So
dope.
Now it's here.
Okay. So, like, okay, all right, so you started playing guitar first. You say your pops taught you how to play. That's dope.
A couple songs.
After that, like, let me say, who's like some of your influence? Who was you listening to? Like, because I hear you got, like, I've heard more than your music, obviously, than listeners so far. But from what I've heard, your style is, you got a lot of different styles in one, and you switch up, or you're capable of switching up a lot. So, like, who are some of the people you listen to?
Damien Rice, Ireland. He's from Ireland. He comes to the States. He just left the States. I wish I could have caught him, but he is lyrically, just the way he writes.
Never, ever in life have I heard of Damien Rice, and that's a shame, because I feel like I know musicians.
He's done a couple songs on movies in the States that made him a bunch of money. He tours over here. He's got that select group of, he ain't never got nothing to worry about. He's already made his fans. It's that, like, it was a packed out show in Athens the last time I seen him. He doesn't give autographs. He's one of those people that he'll hug your neck, shake your hand. He doesn't want to give an autograph because he doesn't want to ever believe that he's better than anybody else to himself.
Okay.
Real deep dude. Writes really deep. But puts on a heck of a show. Heck of a show.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned in. You are in the studio with The Hidden Chains. This is your main man, Southside of KPE. You are tuning in to KPE Radio. Yeah, we dump our containers for our entertainment. It's the modern American way. Obsessive, compulsive, we're paranoid, explosive, we're making. In case you're just now tuning in, you are listening to the stylings of The Hidden Chains.
Take our prescriptions and we'll start new addictions. It's the modern American way. We don't know who we are. We don't seem to get. Casualties from infantry, the death from wars, we don't retreat, we fight, we die, and then we lie, leaving families out of Christ. Best we say we lead today, tomorrow it's another day, and I hate to pay that price, do I have to pay? Oh, we don't know who we are, we don't seem to give up. This casualty, obsessed.
Okay, man. Now that was nice. I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hidden Change. You are tuned in to KPE Radio. This is your main man, Southside of KPE. So, we covered who you listen to or you one of your influences.
Ray LaMontagne as well. I'm going to throw that in there because them two.
Say again?
Ray LaMontagne. Daughters. Ray. Named after this guy. So.
Ray LaMontagne.
Ray LaMontagne.
And what kind of music does he do?
I mean, actually, his albums have changed. I mean, he's got, his last album was a little more electronic. He won a Grammy for Gossip in the Grain, which was, it's bluegrassy country. And this earlier stuff sounds, you know, a little Lou Reed-ish to me. Like, I mean, let's take it way back old school, but I like that, I just like soul, man. If there's soul in the music, it doesn't matter if it's R&B, if it's just soft rockish country, you know, indie sounding, man, in the guitar, as long as it's got soul, man, I'd love to be a part of it. Whether it be with myself, with other people, I just like the vibe.
Dope. I'm digging it, man. I'm digging it. Ray
LaMontagne.
LaMontagne. All right, I'm going to have to look him up myself.
Yeah. He sings Trouble and a couple pretty big songs. I know you've heard Trouble because you're a DJ. You've probably played it and don't even remember. Trouble.
Okay.
Yeah, Trouble been dogging my soul since the day I was born. Y'all listen to him. He's good stuff, man. He'll bring your heart to the surface.
Stay locked in with your boy, man. We're going to keep it coming at you. We still in the studio chilling, man. I'm going to get this guy to answer some more questions for y'all. I know you want to hear more from him, but he keeps playing music. So just stay locked in. I got more coming your way. This is your dog, Southside KPE. This is KPE Radio. We back in the studio with the Hidden Change, y'all. And he's steady playing, but he's asking me to ask him questions. So, for the fans out there, where are you from, man?
Born in Pensacola, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Lived in Tarrant County, 817, baby, Texas.
Okay.
Dallas-Fort Worth area.
So, you're a cowgirl fan.
Yeah. We still got a fistful. Oh.
Okay.
I moved here not because I wanted to, but I couldn't imagine the things that I hold dear in my life being there if I hadn't. So it's where I belong, it's where I honed my music. I had a crazy real background music. That's probably something for later in the show. But it goes to prove that it's in you if it's in you.
Okay, I got a real question for you, though. What is, in your opinion, the hardest part about being a musician? The most difficult thing?
People don't realize how much it hurts to play it sometimes. And what I play and what kind of playing I do bounce around. I have to. If I didn't, I'd probably wither away. But, I mean, some of that stuff, it's like, oh, that's so good, it's so good, but... And I'm sure it's like this with a lot of positive artists. I like to have some positive music, some outreach type music as well. But that's a feeling, you know what I mean? And that's a feeling, and you don't always want to dig them up. It don't matter how good it is.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, but at the same time, you want it to be heard.
That's an excellent answer, man. Excellent answer. I feel like that should touch the heart of the people. That really love music, because you don't find many artists nowadays that have the kind of music that comes from the soul in the first place. So I think you saying that even should let people know that your music is something that needs to be heard. And that's why he's on KPE Radio, for those of y'all listening right now. Obviously, I'm going to have interviews with people whose music that I myself love and I think needs to be heard by the world. So again, you people start hearing more of this. That's what all I can say. So you just stay locked in, man. I'm gonna keep surprising you. You better believe that. So you grew up, kind of sounds like moving around a little bit. You were in Texas. Sounds like you were in Florida.
Long time.
The journey of music. Like, when did you decide? Okay, this is what I'm gonna do.
And. 2 and the first place I ever met you at, first time I sang and recorded something, and it wasn't even really my style or type. It wasn't about all that. It was about I really liked it, what I did. I wanted to do it more.
Okay.
And I felt like, I don't know what I'm going to leave in this world, but this sound of me can linger on forever. You know, it don't take but the right words for that to happen. I don't care nothing about getting famous. I don't care nothing about all that. But if I had reached so many people with words, and it touched them and changed them, maybe for the better, maybe it took a memory and gave them a memory, I don't care. But if I could connect with that many people, I think that would be cool. And just to know that it's not going to die when I do. Because, you know, we all want to leave something, whether it just be to our family or I don't mean possessions, I mean...
a legacy.
Memories, a legacy, you know.
Yeah.
I want people to, you know, what about Aaron Miley? And them just be like, you know, and that's my state name. I just got the Hidden Change. But,
stay locked in here with your boy, yeah. Man. You are tuning in to KPE Radio. We got another segment. We're coming right back at you, man. Blah!
Yeah, don't quit me so quickly. So quickly, baby, I walk for you. I fall, it's true. If you're lost,
it's your main man, Southside KPE Rep.
Follow me.
You are tuned back in to KPE Radio. We are in the studio currently with the Hidden Change.
So quickly, baby, I.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the stylings of the Hidden Change. This is KPE Radio. So, before we get too deep into the time, you know what I'm saying, we're on time constraints here. We covered your background and things of that nature and how you got into music, man. So, let's cover some future sight. Like, what do you see yourself as far as what's the next endeavor? What you gonna do next for the people, man?
Oh, I'm gonna stand up in front of a bunch of drunk people, and I'm gonna sing them every last feeling, heartbreak, every moment I've had for the past 15 years, and I'm gonna, whatever level, take care of myself and hopefully in my family in a good manner, and at the very least. And focus on doing that. All these years, man, it's so easy to get caught up in the world. I mean, we're trained from a young age. You know, we gonna be a certain way, get this job, do it that. But if you have something in your heart you want to do, you might not get as rich as you want to. Maybe you'll get more. It ain't about that, though. It's about doing what you love. If you love it, do it. Because that's the only way you're going to have true happiness. Raise your kids the same way. Show them love. Love everywhere. Humble. Be kind. And do what you love.
So what's some of the places you performed here locally? Like, I know you, for those, when I say locally, I mean, I'm talking South Georgia, North Florida region.
The college,
when you say the college, what college are you talking about?
VSU, Valdosta State University. I played out there a couple times. They had the little
fairs. So if they're checking for you, they can check you for at these places, like the college, Valdosta State University.
Yeah.
Remington, do you play down there?
I have. Realistically, we just trying to get set up and do some shows locally and get the right people together and start pursuing that. So maybe check me at the same places. Maybe it'll be bigger venues. Maybe it'll be smaller venues. But we are going to get out there and we're going to let people know where that's at for sure.
Well, I definitely will be an assist when it comes to that. Anytime you got any shows going, you definitely let me know and I will let the people know what you got going on. I want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight to KPE Radio. This is your dog, Southside of KPE. Anything you want to tell the people, man, before we go?
In case y'all wondering, it's signed KPE over here, Indie Artist. So, I'm taking.
That's what's up.
The people to show the love, man. Find the people to show the love.
Y'all stay peaceful out there, man. I might give y'all another segment and just let him rock out for a little bit. So stay tuned in. Otherwise, stay peaceful, man, and love each other.
Humble and kind. What song do you this one?
Give me whatever you want, man.
Captivated.
Okay.
This is the two songs I never could finish for the longest time, and it was because they were one song.
I've done that before. I blended songs together before that I had, like, wrote one part and put the next part with the other part.
It's my favorite guitar stuff, too. It's the simplest. It's two chords. But, man, it's just, I've always played it. You can have conversation with it. Don't matter what you're doing, it just sounds like it's meant to be.
It is pretty dope. I get that.
Yeah.
On a kid guitar, by the way.
Captivated by every little thing you do. Motivated, inspirated, I wish you knew. I can't stop calling you in my head. I can't stop calling you in my head. Me the other night. I hope this feeling's what you find. I hope the stars never refuse to shine for you. Mouth overspoke again, so I'll say a million other things. In the end, it all comes out the same. Could I tell you I love you and it'd be alright? Oh, it'll be alright. Yeah. Well, you thought y'all. Pathetic attitude is the cure for all those lies. Could that make it better? Could that really pass the time? So many pieces. I thought that you do, but now I'm just wasted. And I'm hoping that you knew. Thank you.
without perilous intention. It could deviate my soul, and I can't find forgiveness. I can't find forgiveness with anyone I know. Anyone I know. So many faces I thought.
Your boy, man, it's KPE Radio. Thank y'all for tuning in.
I'm still in love with you.
The hidden change, y'all.